Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. This is Lanice Williams with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And today I am super excited to have Mr. Mark Wallace McGuire, and he is the director of Cobb Life magazine and the Cobb Business Journal, and also Ms. Renika Ann, who is the president and the head publicist at Ingenious PR. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank
Great to
you.
Be here.
Great. I'm glad to have both of you here. Now, I'm going to start with you, Mark. I'm going to ask you to just tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself.
Great. First of all, thanks for having me here. I really love what you guys are doing here.
Thank you.
In the Atlanta market. Just wonderful and a little bit overdue, I think, for us.
Definitely for Cobb County.
Yes, definitely mm-hmm. for Cobb County.
Well, I'm here to serve a job.
All right. Well, let's do it. I'm director of Cobb Life magazine and Cobb Business Journal, and we cover Cobb County from top to bottom in the business and lifestyle arena. Mm-hmm. Personally, I'm from all over the South, but I've been in the metro area since '97, mm-hmm. right in the wake of the Olympics, and have enjoyed from the news and the lifestyle and business side watching the area grow.
Now, did I read somewhere that you're also an author?
You know, I am trying to be.
Uh-huh. We're going to claim it. You're an author.
You know, yeah, let's claim it. I have a book of selected columns coming out this fall mm-hmm. called Letters from Clay, Red Clay Country.
Awesome.
And then I have two novels I am desperately shopping. I've got one definitely coming out.
So. Well, if anyone out there hears this, he is shopping.
That's right. You got to find an agent. So.
Exactly. Exactly. So can you tell us a little bit about your publications, about Cobb Life and your business journal?
Yes. Cobb Life, we have been in business for 10 years. Mm-hmm. We're published by the Marietta Daily Journal, and we come out 11 times a year, including our bridal issue. Mm-hmm. And our job is to cover lifestyle in Cobb. You know, there's a place for hard news. I love hard news, but we don't touch that. We dwell on the lighter side of things. Mm-hmm. Cover everything from food and dining, health and wellness, and a lot of the people and personalities in Cobb. We've had folks like Alton Brown, Al Horford, Kenny Leon, Mac Powell from Third Day. We just try to be a good reflection of the community.
Well, we have a lot in common then.
Okay.
Because we're trying to do the same thing for businesses in Cobb, so.
Well, y'all are doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, can you tell our listeners a little bit, or tell me also, why are people still attracted to magazines? I know there's so many online magazines, so many different publications that come out. What is it about your magazine that keeps people reading?
You know, that's a good question. I get asked that all the time. Why are magazines, especially local magazines, doing good here in the wake and the advent and the continual rise of web? Mm-hmm. I think there's several reasons. Number one, I think people like a tactical. They like tangible. They want to hold it in their hands. And we try to do interesting things with paper, matte covers, grainy covers. I also think the design aspect. There's some websites with some great design, but you can't really capture the full breadth of it like you can on a magazine.
Right.
And, you know, I still think there's a little bit of the old school in it. You like to have it around the house.
Yes.
You don't have to get on an iPad or a tablet and dial it up. Mm-hmm. It's around the house. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you can get instant news on BuzzFeed or one of the local newspapers mm-hmm. Or one of your national papers on the web. But when you want to sit down and read something relaxing that has a little bit of a narrative spin, some quote, I hate to say this, but some real writing to it, per se, uh-huh. not just what's first is right.
Right.
And some photography that really takes time, and mm-hmm. it's not just taken in 2 seconds on an iPhone. That's what we do, mm-hmm. and that's what our audience enjoys.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm the highlighter and dog ear type person, so I like to have the actual physical magazine.
Yes, and they will lay around the house for years, as you probably know.
Yes. Yes, I know firsthand. So, what are some of the greatest stories or growth of stories in Cobb County over the last 10 years?
I will tell you, there have been, it's a magazine, we've covered a lot of really dynamic stories mm-hmm. on personalities. We just had one on Michelle Akers.
Oh, nice.
You know, FIFA player of the century. Mm-hmm. She lives in Powder Springs now.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, a lot of people didn't know mm-hmm. that. And it kind of got brought back to light with the recent World Cup victory. Mm-hmm. Kenny Leon, I mentioned earlier, I remember seeing Kenny Leon at the Alliance 15 years ago. And then what he's done, that was a great story.
Mm-hmm.
As stories as a whole, I think the dining scene has been remarkable in Cobb County.
Yeah, we have some good places to eat.
I told Renika earlier, we were talking in the lobby. I said, somebody finally got around to reading the demographics. Mm-hmm. The money's been there.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody finally got it right. You know, restaurants, they don't just go in anywhere.
Right. Yeah. They do their research.
Yes. So the dining scene has been really amazing, and the revitalization of the squares.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cobb got tired of being a bedroom community. They wanted people to live, work, and play
yes.
there. And it's worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had a lot of city officials, and that's exactly what they've said about, especially Smyrna and Marietta, that that's basically their goal, for this to be the place for people to work and live and not just be a transient place for people to just keep passing through.
You know, that's true. You know, Marietta has gotten a lot of press lately, and they've done a great job. But I remember moving to Smyrna in 97, and they had that beautiful town square,
mm-hmm.
and there was nothing there.
Really?
Nothing.
See, I wasn't here then, so I don't know. I didn't move here. I just moved here about 4 or 5 years ago, so it's always looked like that to me.
Right, and it was great foresight.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, if you build it, they will come.
Right.
And it's that empty. It's that empty. I rode my bike through it, you know, at night, and now I couldn't ride my bike through it without getting hit by
right,
a car.
Right, yeah, you would be in a lot of danger.
Yes, yes.
So what are some of the things that Cobb Life does that make it stand out in the crowd?
You know, there's several things, and I don't want to badmouth our competitors because we're all in the same business.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a strict, you know, we don't do advertorial,
mm-hmm.
similar to what y'all do here. It's not a pay-for-play.
Mm-hmm.
We've built a reputation over 10 years. I've been lucky to get some excellent writers through the last 10 years. I don't take credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're great writers. I just got lucky to find them. I have an eye for talent. And that really helps you when you've got folks like Michael Pallarino, Meredith Pruden, they've written for Glamour, ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bring that into a local magazine. That really kind of takes you to the next level.
So how do you go about, I know that's really vital for every business, really, in building a team. How do you go about finding these awesome writers?
You know, I'll tell you, a lot of it goes back to what we've always heard. I can't remember who said it. Maybe it was Woody Allen, but he said, half of success is showing up.
Right.
And a lot of them reached out to me.
Oh, awesome.
And
that lets you know that you've made it.
That's right. That's right. Well, and a lot of them, they reached out to me after our first issue.
Uh-huh.
And said, hey, I got something to show you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say 99% of it. As I said, I can't take all the credit.
Mm-hmm.
They were that motivated and had that much confidence.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good feeling.
Yeah, it is great. Mm-hmm. It's great.
So how do you feel that Cobb has grown in the last decade? And in what ways do you expect for it to continue to grow?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the dining scene, I think, is a great reflection, as I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
10 years, I think I saw census data, Cobb has grown by 50,000 residents.
Oh, wow.
And that's pretty impressive.
What would you contribute that to?
I think, it's becoming more diverse
mm-hmm.
in population.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurant scene, I think places like Smyrna and Marietta have been kind of, quote, undiscovered gems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I lived in Smyrna, again, I hate to keep saying this, but I would always say, I wish I had money because
mm-hmm.
I would buy up all this land
mm-hmm.
because it's proximity to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
It used to take me 15 minutes to get downtown.
Yep, I love it.
I think people have discovered that. And, now, of course, the Braves.
Mm-hmm. So somebody beat you to it. Somebody else bought it.
Everybody beat me to it. I'm telling you, I had all the ideas and none of the money, you know, uh-huh. story of my life.
Uh-huh.
But with the Braves now, everybody's jumping on board,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing for Cobb.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your business journal.
Yes, we launched that about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a need for that in the community. Our parent company, the Marietta Daily Journal,
mm-hmm.
does a fine job covering news and business, but we wanted something to kind of give readers a broad perspective of business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's so many Fortune 500 companies and Cobb people don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got Manhattan Associates, HD Supply, of course, Home Depot, Lockheed mm-hmm. Martin. And we just felt there was a need in the market for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we started it. And, you know, geez, I guess 3 years ago, kind of the end of the Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done well. So I think that speaks a lot to our advertisers,
definitely,
our product, and the local economy.
So how can people find your publications?
Yes, Cobb Life is distributed to over 30,000 readers
mm-hmm.
in Cobb County. You can get it if you subscribe to the Marietta Daily Journal.
Mm-hmm.
We also are in every Publix in Cobb County.
Oh, awesome.
We have some other freestanding racks. You can see where those are on our website, cobblifemagazine.com. And we are direct mailed to about 2,000 businesses, doctor's offices, mm-hmm. hospitals, waiting rooms.
And that's for both publications?
Yes. Cobb Business Journal, our circulation is over 10,000,
mm-hmm.
and it's a similar model.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, congratulations on your success.
Well, thank you. You know, it's been good. I've had good support from upper management. And as I mentioned earlier, I've had a great staff. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the key.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The
definitely.
Team is the key. Teamwork yes. makes the dream work, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, thank you so much. Do you have a website information where people can find out more about your publications?
Yes. You can go to www.cobblifemagazine.com.
Uh-huh.
Very long, but it will get you there. www.cobbusinessjournal.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone out there wants to read some interesting columns or wants to pick me up as a client,
yes.
you can go to www.markwallacemaguire.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your information.
Hey,
this is stuff
you.
That people need to know about, because I knew about one of your publications, but I didn't know about the business journal. So that's something I, as a business owner, and as my duty to report to Cobb County, I need to check out your publication.
Well,
I need
know-
it.
The more we get to know each other, the better it is, not only for our business, but for the community as a
definitely,
whole.
Definitely, definitely. I'm so glad we share the same goal.
Oh, definitely.
That's great. Great. Are you going to hang around while we talk to Renika?
You know, I love to. we had a wonderful conversation in the lobby earlier.
Yeah, we did.
I told her, I said, if, you know, we could have done the interview there.
in the lobby?
Yes, yes. It was that great. But I'm very interested to hear what she has to say.
Well, great. Well, let's hear from her now. Miss Renika Ann, how
Hi.
Are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So tell our listeners, I know Mark already knows, and I know, but tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, my name is Renika Ann. I am from Biloxi, Mississippi. I love the South. I moved to Atlanta a few years ago to finish my master's in business administration. I'm the president and head publicist of Ingenious PR.
Awesome. So what made you start a PR company?
Well, one, corporate America wasn't for me.
It's not for me either.
I learned a lot from corporate America. It taught me how to build my team. It taught me a lot about systems, quality, customer service. However, I want to live my passion, and that is helping other people fulfill their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So as a publicist, it's our job to think about the future and how can we get to that future. And to see a client smile because of something I did to help, it's mm-hmm. a dream come true to me.
Definitely. Well, tell our listeners a little bit about your past PR experience.
Absolutely. Well, I've been doing PR public relations for about 8 years. I started off as an intern. I've worked for so many different PR companies as an intern, but different clients that I've worked for. I am an officiant in the faith-based industry. So I've worked for different churches and different bishops and different things like that in the full gospel industry. And I've also worked for different nonprofits. So mm-hmm. a lot of nonprofits that I've worked for have been, you know, from the ground up. So I started figuring out different ways to kind of help them fund themselves.
Mm-hmm.
As a publicist, you know, we don't really concentrate on the money, but I have past experience in helping you fund yourself from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I've worked for different lifestyle clients, whether on television or just a person that is a mom or mm-hmm. different things like that, and they want to grow revenue from that. So what can I do for a mother who has a business or a girl who has lupus but want to be in the beauty industry? What can I do for them?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of create a lifestyle client in that aspect.
Awesome. And I know you do good work.
Thank you.
So tell our Cobb County business owners, Why do they need a publicist?
Oh, my God. Yes. The moment you stop paying for marketing is the moment that, you know, your business can decline. Mm-hmm. No matter if you're growing in revenue, you're at the same pace of revenue, or you're going down in revenue, you need some type of marketing. Advertising, public relations, marketing all goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So as a publicist, it's my job to find my way inside of your marketing plan to see where can I fit. Who's talking about you? That's why it's my motto. You can have the best idea, but if no one is talking about you, who's going to know to buy your product or to go see you on television or to go get your clothes? No one knows. So it's my job to make sure your target market knows who you are.
Definitely. So Mark mentioned a little bit about selecting his team and how that's been beneficial for his enterprise. But can you tell us how that's been helpful for you,
or absolutely,
or the challenges you've had in building a team?
I've had a lot of challenges with building a team. You have to find the right people who's willing to go through the dark to get to the light. Mm-hmm. And not just finding anyone. You have to find someone with passion who is willing to say, hey, Renika, let's do this, who would take the initiative to have an idea of what we can do for our clients. That's why I said I'm the head publicist. I don't want to be the only publicist. Mm-hmm. Of course, as the president and, you know, being over the executive board, I have to be, you know, the top dog. However, I do want other publicists to also work for Ingenious. Now, the tough part about building a team is knowing the different parts of leadership. You have to understand, do this person need a cheerleader or do they need a coach? Do I need to train this new employee or are they just going to jump in and, you know, get it together? So now we offer orientation. We have different, you know, I have one-on-ones once a week with, mm-hmm. with my team. And I think now I have the strongest team I've ever had. I'm able to be efficient in Atlanta. I'm able to be efficient in Mississippi just because I took the time to train and grow my team.
Yeah, training is vital.
Yes, it mm-hmm. really is. Because with PR, I don't know what they're teaching in school right now.
Right.
So I have to make sure they understand what is really going on in the real world.
And a lot of times, whatever they're teaching them in school, no offense, but you need that real life hands-on experience to really be able to understand it.
Yes,
so I'm sure
you really do.
I'm sure there's so many things that you do where school has helped you, but it didn't really show you exactly how to do what you're doing.
My master's degree kind of helped me finance a business legally. What can I do right and wrong? How can I grow? However, the day-to-day activities, that had to come from my heart.
Right. So, yeah, that's important. Yes. Your team needs you. Sounds like you're a team leader, a boss, and a mentor all at the same time.
Yes, I love my team. Like, you know, we have different outings with the team. Like, I can't just be the boss. I can't just be do this, do that. I have to say thank you. Thank you for all that you do. I appreciate you. But in those, you know, rough times when I may get a little antsy, it's okay because they know.
They know you don't mean it.
Yeah, they know I don't mean it.
They know. Renika's just having a bad day, right?
Right.
But that's what I think true leadership is all about. Mm-hmm. It's not just about being that, you know, top, you know, like the Wizard of Oz. You know, no one can ever see you or really reach you, but really being accessible to people and knowing that you're there to help
them. And I'm not perfect.
Right.
And it's some
Are you
people
sure?
on my I think.
I'm kidding.
But you know, it's people on my team that can write better than me. Uh-huh. When I found that out, I'm like, okay, edit my press release.
Mm-hmm.
I can do things in-house now because I have people on my team who can, you know,
it sounds
stronger.
Like exactly like you were saying, Mark. You know, just kind of knowing where your strengths are, knowing who can do something and knowing when to back off, right?
Yes, I'm over here just nodding in agreement. I tell people, I say, I know my weakness and that is my strength.
That is so true.
Know? And if you've got somebody, I've got assistant director, Stacey Evans, she can design a lot of things better than I can.
We did
a bridal issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down, I said, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, you've never been a bride.
I've never been a bride. And I'm aware of that. I don't need the ego to have my name out there. You do this. So, you know, you've got to come back, you know, like you're saying, you've got to have a great team and know what your strengths and weaknesses
are. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So now that you've built this team in Atlanta, you've built this team in Mississippi, what's next?
What's next for the company? Our clients, we have a lot of things coming up right now. I have a client that's actually on television with Bravo TV. They have a show called Mother Funders that comes on every Sunday at 10, 9 Central. So right now we're just, you know, helping the PR campaign for the show. But my client that's on the show is Amber Bryant. So she's been doing different things around the community, like public speaking. Doing things
she's
for,
coming on for
yeah she is
our
she
baby's yep. business
next know, Wednesday
business baby's beauty
yep next yeah. Wednesday what? She'll be here mm-hmm. And she'll tell you all about her new, you know, brands that she has coming up. I also just helped another client, Christina Johnson, launch her mentoring program mm-hmm. and it's called B-Fly Coaching, and it's her life story. You know, she's been on TV, she's been on Atlanta Exes, she's been on VH1, however her heart is to mentor the next lady to, you know, fulfill their life's dreams. And so, like I said before, I love making people's dreams come true. It was an idea that she had when she came to me. And now, 4 months later, we just launched it. And, you know, her event is October 3rd. It's called Amazing Me, Amazing Life.
Awesome.
And, you know, we are looking for sponsors and vendors. So if you guys are interested, feel free to reach out. But for Renika, I tried to separate, you know, what the company has and for what Renika has, but I'm working on becoming an author myself.
Very good.
Yeah, are you gonna put yourself out there? I'm gonna put you out there right now.
Yes, you can put me out there because
I'm
like ready.
Mark,
I'm ready.
If you need, if you're searching for an author, this is your big chance. Mark and Renika are both here.
If you want to make money. Contact us.
Exactly.
That's all we have to say, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
right.
My first love was writing. My first story that I ever wrote was in sixth grade. Mm-hmm. And my teacher was like, oh my God, you created this.
Well, can you come help my son? Because he's in fifth grade and he hates to write. So
no,
you have to
love to write. And then, you know, I just love to do it. And in PR, I'd even do it for other publicists. Mm-hmm. You know, I ghostwrite for them. So now I'm like, Renika, it's time. You know, you're a full-time entrepreneur. What is your next step? Mm-hmm. And I said to be an author. So before the end of this year, early next year, I should have my first book.
I'm holding you to that.
Yes.
I'm going to check in on you. End of the year.
Thank you. Please.
Mark is beating you. What do you, have two already that are complete?
Uh-oh.
Well, they're complete, but that doesn't mean a lot. They're sitting in a drawer. So, but I do have one that's definitely coming out in October.
Awesome. I have two future bestsellers in the room. I'm so excited.
I love it. Thank you.
So tell us, in addition, so you're doing your book.
Uh-huh.
You have Ingenious PR. Mm-hmm. You have an incredible team. Mm-hmm. What else are you up to?
So Renika also has an organization. So Ingenious is a part of an organization of my companies. And the organization is called RA Squared. And that's just because, you know, for legal reasons, you need to, you know, protect your different brands.
Protect your brand.
Absolutely.
LaniceWilliams.com.
Absolutely. So one of my brands is called Beauties of the Shore. It's a nonprofit that I actually started in 2007 with my twin brother. I had to back up a little bit because of my business, Ingenious PR, but now we're coming back full swing. And it's just to help young girls write their resumes, apply for jobs. They may not know how to dress business casual. They may not know how to write a paper, different things like that. So it's not just going to be me, although I am the visionary. It's going to be other successful women who are on the coast in Biloxi that want to help out. Someone asked me the other day, are you bringing it to Atlanta? And I'm like, you know, I have to focus on the foundation first. Mm-hmm. And then once I get that, then Beauties of the Shore can definitely sprout from home. I also have a PR blog because I charge for PR consultations. Mm-hmm. So I want people to say, okay, why should I pay Renika an hour to talk to me, you know, give me advice? And if you go on my blog, you'll see tips for businesses. You'll see tips for, you know, just what's going on in general for current events, different things like that. So say if, you know, just to get a little, you know, fun here. If Beyonce and Jay-Z got into a fight on an elevator, did that happen? I don't know.
Hypothetically.
On my blog, I would write about my PR perspective. What do I think happened and how do I think they should handle that situation? Mm-hmm. So that lets that lets you see my idea and, you know, how I work in the PR industry. And that should, you know, guide you over to come and purchase an hour or two for your PR consultation.
Hook, line, and sinker. Is that what you have going on?
Yeah, that'll work.
Give them a little taste.
Yeah, just give them a little taste of what I can do, yeah. And then you guys can come and, you know, get a consultation.
Yeah, once they get that consultation, I'm sure they won't regret it.
No, they won't. A lot of my business is closed from my consultations. I do so many consultations a week. Mm-hmm. I also... I know publicists, we go off retainers. I also offer services. Mm-hmm. So say if you just need a social media plan for a little bit, or say mm-hmm. if you need a press release, a media kit, but you're not ready to be on that committed contract, mm-hmm. you can come to Ingenious PR and we can come up with something that works for you.
That's awesome. I love it.
Thanks.
Well, tell our listeners, where can they find out more about you and all that you're doing?
Absolutely. You guys can, to talk about the organization, you guys can go to RanikaAnn.com, but for Ingenious PR, you can go to www.ingeniouspr.com. That's INGENEUSPR.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ingenious PR. And we're on LinkedIn. We were just talking about that, Mark.
That's right. That's right.
We're on LinkedIn, our business profile. We're not looking for interns right now, but we look for interns every 6 months.
Awesome. And they will have, again, a boss, a mentor, everything all in one.
Yes, yes. And you can get college credit.
Oh, that's perfect. Yep. Call Renika.
Now that I have a master's degree.
They can get college credit.
Yep, that's
good
right.
to know. Well, thank both of you for joining us and spreading the good news across Cobb County.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So hopefully you guys will have some great, exciting news coming up. Mm-hmm. And so feel free to reach out so we can have you back on and update the community.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lenise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. This is Lenise Williams. I am signing off on another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.